Christopher Houlihan says the size and reverberance of Grace Cathedral is just right for this repertoire.
A lot of the music I've chosen to play at Grace was written with that kind of room in mind. Louis Vierne was organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, and César Franck and Messiaen were all organists at churches in Paris that had significant reverberation. And so this music actually comes to life in a really thrilling way in that kind of room.
Although he's heard the organ at Grace before, this will be the first time he's played it, which involves a routine that no other kind of instrumentalist has to deal with.
Well, usually I sit down and spend an hour or two just listening to that organ, not working on the pieces I'm going to be playing, just listening to almost every pipe of that organ, getting to know it, getting to hear its personality a little bit.
But it's not just getting familiar with the sounds. Christopher Houlihan then has to decide which of them he'll be using when.
When you're setting up music to play on an organ, you have to reorchestrate it every time. I have to program the organ to be ready for each crescendo and diminuendo and each change of sound. Each stop on the organ is like another instrument of the orchestra, and I need to plan out in advance which instruments are going to play where.
He says this particular repertoire by French composers can both show off those subtleties and also fill the space.
It's music that, to me, feels very personal. It's very colorful. It's symphonic in scale, orchestral in a way. And really, because these composers were writing with such a specific kind of organ in mind, they really knew how to take advantage of it in every possible way, using every sound that was possible, every texture, really exploiting the organ in its best way.
Christopher Houlihan's Grace Cathedral recital is this Sunday at 4. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.